And North Carolina's Elections Board has ordered a new election in the nation's last undecided congressional race after reviewing evidence that it was tainted by absentee ballot fraud. The North Carolina State Board of Elections voted 5-0 on Thursday to hold a new election in the 9th congressional district. The board did not immediately set a schedule. Following last November's election, Republican Mark Harris held a slim lead over Democrat Dan McCready in unofficial results from the district running from Charlotte through several counties to the east. But the state refused to certify the win because of charges of absentee ballot irregularities. Harris said Thursday during the hearing that he thought a new election should be called, reversing months of urging state election officials to certify him as the winner. The executive director of the voting rights watchdog Democracy North Carolina is Tomas Lopez. He says events in North Carolina are undermining voter confidence in the outcome of elections.
We've seen over the past few days of testimony are revelations and apparently, you know, quite credible. There is some physical evidence that speaks to this of a coordinated scheme to break North Carolina law and harvest absentee ballots by this local operative who's at the center of all of these allegations.
What do you see as having happened?
What appears to have happened is that the Harris campaign for Congress hired, whether directly or through an intermediary, I think that's one of the things that is getting worked out in this hearing, a gentleman named Leslie McCrae Dowless, who had a reputation in southeastern North Carolina for being able to deliver votes on behalf of the candidates who hired him through what he characterized as a, quote, absentee ballot program. That absentee ballot program involved paying individuals to take absentee ballots from have people request absentee ballots, take absentee ballots from people, deliver those absentee ballots to election officials. And these are all things that violate North Carolina law, which provides that individuals can only handle either their own absentee ballots or those of a close family member. And in the process of all this happening, the Dallas and the individuals he paid forged signatures and took steps to try to evade detection from the authorities.
Was this enough, in your opinion, to have actually swayed this election?
What we're seeing is that there may be, I think the reports are around 1,000 ballots may be implicated in the election, and that the margin in this particular race was 900 votes. I would point to two things. One is, I do think that based on everything we've seen these last few days, that we see enough that a new election appears quite very justified. There's been a systemic undermining of voters' trust in the process by what's happened here. And then secondly, I would also note that while the 9th district race is at the center of this, you know, there are other races that have been potentially implicated by this.
Who is Harris? What kind of candidate? He's a Republican. Was he a conservative, a liberal? What was his position on Trump?
Mark Harris is a conservative Republican. He's a reverend, ran as an insurgent against an incumbent Republican, Representative Pittenger, who he defeated in the primary election last spring. And so Harris was running to succeed a Republican, unseated that representative in the primary, and then had, you know, ran this, of course, as the numbers bear out, very close election against the Democratic challenger.
Dare I ask if he had any public position on immigrants allegedly voting illegally?
One of the pillars of the restrictive voting agenda has been this idea that, you know, there are people out there, mainly immigrants, mainly people of color, who are stealing votes from other people and are impersonating other people and are a critical threat to our election system and our confidence. And what we see here is actually on the part of a candidate who, was himself aligned with many of those making those arguments, was, in fact, at the very least contracted with somebody who was actually engaging in systematic vote theft. We've had issues in North Carolina, including with this new voter ID law that we have, with efforts to make voting more difficult, and those stick in people's memories. We also have issues with people having confidence in the democratic process and having confidence in their own state, that this is a place where they have the ability to express their will. What we're seeing here is yet one more thing that is causing people to be skeptical about elections and to be skeptical about the thing that's supposed to be underpinning what this whole system of government is all about.
What should happen next? Is there anything that you're advocating or other groups are advocating that should happen if it turns out that these allegations are true?
Well, you know, one of the things that we've been trying to say is that this is a moment for accountability. This is a moment for for government to actually show that it can investigate something, it can look into the facts, and it can determine the right path forward. We didn't want to prejudge. But what we've seen from the last few days is really compelling. And to be really honest, you know, just like Mark Harris himself actually said on the stand just about, 45 minutes ago, we think there should be a new election. And if Mark Harris is willing to say that, then I think that's really all that needs to be said.
Did you hear that his son had warned him that this was not the right thing to do?
That's right. There was testimony that from Mark Harris's son that said this was that he should have some concerns, and that, the kind of absentee ballot operation that Dallas was engaging in was appeared to him to be potentially illegal. There is a lot of work to do now to really step back on this and to make sure that we are really thoughtful about what it means to restore and reinforce confidence in our elections, and that those things have a lot less to do with the kind of fraud that doesn't happen or is extraordinarily rare, and has a lot more to do with making sure that there's a connection between people taking part in the political process and seeing that it means something to their lives.
Tomas Lopez is the executive director of the voting rights watchdog Democracy North Carolina.